This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Infowars.com. Here at the French Quarter in New Orleans, Louisiana, I came across a what I'd call an Infowars booth. Now, here's the proprietor of that booth. What's your name, sir?
Uncle Sam.
And tell me, what brought you to do this?
The inspiration was from Alex Jones. 3 years ago, I built the first prototype of this and didn't know what to expect. I used to work for a newspaper here called the New Orleans Levy. We don't hold anything back. So it was a political satirical rag, and we got up to about 100,000 readers. So I actually had politicians afraid of me here, and I caught the bug. So I was looking at throwing a new curve. I was going, what isn't other people doing, you know? I said, well, I want to take the best that technology has to offer and then bring it out to the streets where revolutions are always fought.
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of the newspapers back in the Revolutionary War. You know, you had like hundreds of them across the 13 colonies that were speaking freely against King George III. Yeah. And I've even read somewhere that the Thomas Paine, if it wasn't for him, we might not even had a revolution. What do you think about that?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, this is all coming from, I'm a student of history myself. That's why I love the show. And that's where it's all coming from. It's the streets. It's bringing it to the streets. It's trying to connect with people that would not normally see it. This is tacking up the notice on the city hall.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that, because I read a study recently about communicating with people. And they say that texting people or Facebook, or talking to them through email, it's like the worst way to communicate people. They don't see you as a person. But when you talk to someone, it's a little bit better when you talk to someone on the phone. But even more better than that is when you talk to someone face-to-face like you're doing right now. I think it's like the study said, it's very more effective.
I'm at the park. This is the square. I want to confront. I'm offering 10-to-1 odds right now. I have a $100 bill I wave around. I say, I have 10-to-1 odds. Was Hillary fired for unethical behavior and lying? Does anybody want to take me up on that? I still got the $100 bill. This is beautiful. I film this stuff. I YouTube it. You know, and the surprises I've had out here, because you never know who you're going to speak to on the streets. I've talked to colonels and cardinals out here. So, and people have to see. I have a group of young black kids coming by tomorrow to help me out. They don't want to see us getting along. They don't want me to see us out here in the middle of New Orleans with black kids agreeing with InfoWars is saying.
They don't want. Yeah, it doesn't really fit the George Soros narrative, right? To keep us divided, kind of this whole Machiavellian divide and conquer.
And my end game on this is eventually I want to have two TV screens on either side of this so I can live, become a hotspot, live stream internet straight to the street. Then I'm parking it in front of City Hall.
So you just mentioned you met colonels and cardinals out here. What kind of other people have you met? What kind of response have you gotten?
You name it. I mean, look who's walking by. I mean, this is bakers and shakers, who else? And waitresses, welfare. I mean, you name it. This is the streets of New Orleans. Some of the street people come by. It humbles me. Street people, they're homeless. Come by. I can't take their money, but they'll put a dollar in there. Right? It blows my mind. And across the board. What can I say? It's the streets. So, yeah, today I talked to a captain. Yesterday I talked to a major. Last week I talked to another major. I mean, I'm a magnet for military and police, but mostly I'm talking to police on vacation with their families, which is great, because then they're a little looser. I YouTube these. You can go to my channel and see it. It's Mr. Koto. It's an acronym for Coalition of the Obvious. All right, so it's Koto WordPress. My YouTube channel is Mr. Koto. And that's where you can see a lot of the interview I do out here, the interviews I do out here, and some of the confrontations. I had someone throw a drink at me today, or at the booth anyway. Laughed. It was a $12 drink. It was their loss.
He's the first here in New Orleans, but doesn't have to be the only one.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting, storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew.
As we all know, the Obama administration continues to fund groups like the Syrian rebels, many of whom aren't even Syrian, and most of whom have actually sworn their allegiance to Al-Qaeda. We've also seen groups like ISIS have grenades and rocket launchers airdropped to them, courtesy of Western governments. Now, of course, the officials say that this is a mistake, and Wynn probably blew the grenades and rocket launchers off course. One person was even so bold as to say this. This is Army Lieutenant Colonel Steve Warren. One bundle worth of equipment is not enough equipment to give the enemy any type of advantage at all. Now, I'm sure that reigns true when you're fighting a mighty force such as the United States military, but I don't think that's true when you're fighting unarmed civilians in Syria. And when you don't feel safe in your own country, you want to move, understandably so. They're coming to America, they're coming to Austin, Texas, and one place in particular they're going to school, Alex Jones' alma mater, Anderson High School. Local news is reporting for the 2013 to 2014 school year, 675 refugee students began attending Austin ISD schools, and that number is only expected to grow. Now, with more Arabic-speaking students, they need more Arabic-speaking tutors. And you have tutors coming from places like the University of Texas to volunteer to teach the kids. And one of the tutors said that the kids are being bullied and their peers really don't understand what's going on. She says that the kids are being called things like ISIS and terrorists, even though they're fleeing from ISIS and terrorists. But we do have concerns of ISIS and the actual terrorists coming here because of improper vetting procedures in our immigration policy. We're here outside the Texas Department of Public Safety to illustrate all the stringent measures it takes for an American citizen to acquire a driver's license. Now, this is in stark contrast to tens of thousands of people who are coming into the country with little to no vetting process. I do support people who come here through legal and lawful means, but we've seen top advisors in Washington tell the president, Mr. President, we can't verify everybody that you're bringing into the country when you bring them in tens of thousands at a time. Now, to that, let's take a look at what you need to get a driver's license. You need proof of vehicle insurance, proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful presence, proof of identity, proof of residency in Texas, and proof of a Social Security number. So all in all, we're making the point that this is what we have to go through to move about freely in our own country when other people come in with little to no vetting process at all. You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
According to the EU, even themselves, upwards of 80% of the men are military age. It's 80-plus percent men, but most of them are military age. And over 70% of their passports, the Germans said last month, I think it was 76%, they said, you can look it up, are fake. They're not Syrian. And some of these people have been fingerprinted before in the digital databases because they are terrorists, they're criminals, and they're from Pakistan, they're from Saudi Arabia, they're from North Africa. They are jihadis. Now, Anderson, the paper reported, got 300 of the 600-plus in the first wave. So Governor Abbott wrote letters to Obama 2 weeks ago saying, we're not taking refugees in Texas. Well, Obama said, I don't need your authorization, and said, by the way, I won't tell the DPS, the state police, where I'm sending them, because they don't want the DPS investigating them. They've got them already going missing in Austin, Texas, they admit. And imagine, these people haven't paid taxes, property taxes, and you've got to pay for them. Now I want to explain something. There are real refugees. There are a lot of great Iraqis. In fact, I have a good friend who was actually an Iraqi refugee that I went to school with at Anderson High School. Just talked to him on the phone the other day. Saw him and I was out eating dinner a few months ago. We're going to get together and have lunch sometime. They built buildings. They're in construction. But they were from the elite of Iraq. And were Shiites, but also didn't like Saddam and didn't like the Sunnis. And I'm not discriminatory. I'm sure Muslims are great people. In my experience, the Shiites I've met are nice people. And then when I met Sunnis, they're pretty bossy and in your face and arrogant and everything else. That's just my experience. It's kind of like female cops. Most of my problems are with female cops because I'll be doing nothing and they just are in my face screaming at me. And I'm just like, whoa, you got something to prove, don't you? Because I'm not looking for trouble here. Just treat me like a human being. Get off your arrogant high horse. But a lot of women who become police have a chip on their shoulder. It's like the Napoleonic complex. I mean, some of the most obnoxious people I've run into are short guys. They're starting fights with the biggest guy in the room. They got something to prove. I mean, I'm not that tall. I'm like 5'11". I don't have the, you know, Napoleon complex. And I'll give it to some of these little guys. They can really fight. It's like a chihuahua, you know, bossing a bigger dog around. But I'm not bashing female cops. I've met some great ones, believe me. Met some female detectives, other folks that were really nice and smart. But there is statistically, a problem with female cops. A small percentage, but it's still a larger percentage. And, of course, you get greenhorn guys that are on power trips and in people's faces. But I'm kind of digressing. It's like the stereotype that a new cop is going to be a lot, is going to have more trouble than an old cop. I mean, it's just true. Doesn't mean there's some bad old cops, absolutely. But generally, the power trip, if there was one, tends to wear off after a few years when you see dead babies and car wrecks and, you know, if you got into it for a power trip, you're going to probably get out pretty quick. So, Governor Abbott says, we want to know where these people are going. No, you don't get to know. I mean, the state police have got a file on me, I'm told, that is a whole filing cabinet. But there's going to be no files on these people. And most of the refugees coming in out of Iraq and out of Syria are Sunni, and they're invaders who have not been able to take over. And what they do is they move in, they take over your house, your swimming pool, your family, they kill you in the backyard. This is what happens in Syria. Over 300,000 people now, 200,000 Christians. They come in, they line you up, they kill you. They rape your daughters, sell them into sex slavery, on record. They're selling them all over the world now. Because in a lot of these Islamic countries, they claim, you know, we'll execute you for adultery, but no one enforces it, and then they've got harems of women. Topless dancers and people, I see it in the news all the time. Well, now it's politically correct, so they don't talk about it. Get tricked or get roped into flying with some sheikh or whatever. And there's like 10,000 plus, you know, Saudi princes. The low-level ones get like 20, 30 million a year. The top ones, billions a year of taxpayer money. 10,000 plus. And these guys run around so snot-nosed it'll make your head spin. The arrogance, the craziness. And these women get on their jets. They fly, and they land in Saudi Arabia. They take them to their palace, and they go, okay, here are these men, armed guards. Here's your area. Here's your nice area. And they just shove them in there. And it's, bye-bye, sweetie. Gloria Steinem isn't going to say jack squat. Because the CIA runs that lady. And she was there to make sure you were raised as dumb as could be, and there were no men around you to protect you. It's not that women need protecting. Everybody needs protecting. I got a dad and a mother that I could call at 3 a.m. and they would swim any river, climb any mountain, probably do more than that, and I'll just leave it at that. My dad would do anything I asked him to do. Anything. That's loyalty. I've got a crew. I've got a family. I've got a tribe. Blood's thicker than water. These women are completely alone. These men are alone. Oh, they've got TV to teach them how to act like idiots and be moral morons, and they just watch and have fantasy friends on TV. Talk about a dead culture. You talk about being in a trance. 300 children at a high school that, I mean, I went to that high school. It's a small one. It's one of the smallest in Austin. They haven't built onto it. It's little. I mean, it's got to be. There's no way there's more than 1,500. Can we look up the enrollment at Anderson High, the Trojans? And the reason Anderson got it is it was always a feeder school, and it's got the relationships. They had a retired Army general ran it when I was there. Total spookville. That's the thing. People just don't know about InfraGuard and the infrastructure and how the whole country's run by secret networks. I'm just so tired of it. And let me tell you something, folks. I stood up against the wars against the Middle East because they blamed the wrong country for 9/11. And I was against the Iraq War. But I'm here to tell you. We are being attacked. We're going to be attacked more. They're bringing in the radical groups that are going to attack this nation. And it's part of a destabilization program, and they need to be held accountable. But instead, what they're doing is grandstanding when they're the ones that brought the folks into Paris and then saying, we're going to pass this global treaty in defiance of you attacking. And I guess the high school's gotten bigger. I don't know where they put everybody, but there's 2,287 students there. I guess they added 300. 300 of them are from the Middle East. And that's just in the last month. Can you imagine if my high school got 300 plus people in the last month? Can you imagine what else is going around the city? I bet you money. I bet you my right arm. It's more than 600. If the Austin American Statesman is saying 600 in Austin, I bet it's 5,000. And how do I know stuff like that? It's just like I said when Obama said it's going to be 10,000 migrants. Then I said it'll be 100,000. Then it'll be 300,000. That's now all been announced. 100, it went from 10,000 to 100,000. They're now saying they're looking at 300,000 or a half million. So it's worse than I said. They're now saying 500,000. Because Germany, it's the same formula. We're going to take, 5 years ago, 10,000 migrants. 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million, 5 million. It's up to like 5 million now total. Couple million the last year. And they go, hey, Germans, you got 100,000 people in your town? We'll bring in 200,000 migrants. You got a town of 102 people? We'll bring in 350. Those are the metrics where you're just like, and they tell everybody, yeah, everyone line up. You're going to change the beds of the migrants. And the kids, elementary and high school, go in, and the migrants just lay around bitching, and then you fold their beds and everything. Next to them, you wipe their hineys, grooms of the stool.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Bird Ant primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Thank you. Dogs of War. Hounds of Hell. The Clash of Civilizations. We ought to get that James Bond clip from the 60s where Spectre's explaining how they put the two Siamese fighting fish together where one kills the other but gets weakened. And then the other smart one comes in and kills the tired out one. That's what this divide and conquer strategy is. While the globalists play all the countries off against each other, tiring us out, bankrupting us, having us all kill each other. And after there's 20 or 30 Islamic attacks in the U.S. and Europe, there'll be a bombing campaign. They'll go blow up some innocent country and then use more refugees to come in. I mean, again, you see the deliberateness. I don't care if we get real immigrants to this country that are scientists, doctors, lawyers, artists. But let me tell you something. I go downtown for business, and I'm down there, and downtown Austin many times looks like Islamabad or something. And these are folks that aren't assimilating. These are folks that constantly fight with each other in the Middle East. These are people that are killing their daughters in America because they don't put a headdress on. And they have mixed with weird political correctness, with an arrogance and a chip on their shoulder. Even Defense Department reports admit that it's like merged with hip-hop gangsterism into this mutated weirdness. So it's like these arrogant hip-hop gangster-type folks who hate the West and have chips on their shoulders that the West attacked their countries when it's the same globalists that attacked their countries. Paul Watson's coming up the fourth hour today. He reveals the true agenda behind the Paris Climate Summit. It's a very important report. Global warming alarmists have been proven spectacularly wrong time and time again. So why should we believe them now? Everybody debates and proves it's a fraud. We already proved it was a fraud 100 times plus, literally. We got their internal emails admitting it's all a fraud. It's a giant tax. Letting China build power plants, but we can't, is not fair. And then you learn they've got dirty ones and ours are clean. Then you realize it's all a fraud. It's a death sentence to the third world. See, I'm not against these third world populations. I want to build their countries up, industrialize them. Then they'll be so wealthy, maybe I'll go live there. But see, that's not the way this works. Here is the clip from Russia with Love with Sean Connery. And here is the head of Spectre explaining how things really work. Here it is.
Siamese fighting fish, fascinating creatures. Brave, but on the whole, stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional ones such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes.
I find the parallel amusing.
Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us.
I hope Kronstein's efforts as director of planning will continue to be as successful as his chess.
They will be. According to your instructions, I've planned for Spectre to steal from the Russians their new lecto decoding machine. For this, we need the services of a female member of the Russian cryptograph section in Turkey and the help of the British Secret Service. Naturally, neither the Russians nor the British will be aware that they are now working for us.
Number three, is your section all ready right to carry out Kronstein's...
Of course, this was written by a high-level member of MI6. It's all in your face. A couple James Bonds ago, they had the one with her in South America, and they actually cut off the water to starve everybody so the economy goes under so they can then turn the water back on and everything. That was based on a economic hitman report, a real thing that happened. I think it was in, like, Bolivia. I mean, this is what they do. worldwide to tax and trace all human activity, surveil it, and control it, and then openly say, this company can't operate, this company can. You can generate carbon, you can't. With the communist Chinese running the satellites for Al Gore, that's in the news today, that will track the, quote, carbon emissions. But, of course, the Chinese, the muscle of this takeover, are exempt. Russia is targeted for takedown. Joel Skousen agreed with that analysis yesterday.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hcfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You know what? I actually think the people running the government have our best interest at heart. I actually think it's good that the UN's been calling all over the world adding sterilants to tetanus shots. I think it's nice they admit tens of thousands of lethal tests on American citizens and other citizens of the world. They're not dark minds we face. In your gut, you know they love you. Who was it that said, don't stare too long into the abyss to let you become the abyss? You must stare into the abyss to know the truth. But you will never be the same. Because our enemies have gone insane. Go insane! Hear their war drum? That's the beat of the new award. The commitment of the pirates. They're gonna take over everything he got.
To watch you be a demanding physical need.
Whoever fights monsters sees to it that in the process he does not become a monster. And if you gaze long enough into an abyss, the abyss will gaze back at you. Friedrich Nietzsche. They want to close the eyes on our republic forever. They want to kill the Renaissance, the human enlightenment. Because that is the ultimate insanity of the enemy. Instead of building others up, they would play God. But no God at all would do what they do. They are fallen. All right. I want to get into more of the news. I specifically am not taking calls today because I want to get to more news, but I will be tomorrow and throughout the week. We have some very big guests this week coming up. And that's all I'm going to say. We have some big guests this week. You will not want to miss this week's broadcast. Plus, look at all the stuff that's happening in the world. I mean, it's just crazy. It's a very important time to be focused, to be involved, and be educating others. Because you're the other part of the equation, getting the word out to others. And obviously, we also have some of our reporters going on a secret mission. And we're not going to tell you where they are until they're there. And we're not going to tell you where they're going next. But they're going five places in America, in the United States, five places in the next 7 days. Five places. They're going to be live on air with us with video feeds for the TV viewing audience. We'll be narrating it for the radio listeners. So be ready for Joe Biggs and crew to be on the ground showing you and me and everybody else exactly what's going on. That's coming up. Before I get back into news, this is something that I really like and something that I've really used to jumpstart a car, to have a power for a whole bunch of devices. They really come out with better batteries. And I was able, because we bought a large amount of these, that's what I am, a free market capitalist. I buy a ton of something. That's how it works. You got to spend a lot of money to be able to make money to fund the operation and also sell people stuff that's really good. We sell this for less than what Amazon sells it and anybody else. Wouldn't matter if it was cost more. I mean, you're helping fund the info war, but we believe in getting you a great product and getting it to you below cost. You'll notice it says InfoWars Premium Power Pack. This is one of the best-selling units in the country currently. When we're done selling this stuff in 6 months, there'll probably be something even better out by then. This stuff advances so quickly. But when we made this deal a few months ago and had these manufactured, this is the best deal you're going to get. InfoWars Premium Power Pack, $119. It's $160 for the same pack most places. Amazon's $140-something. $119. And listen, why do you think it says InfoWars on it? Because the way contracts and rules work, it's a loophole where I can get, in the contracts, lower prices and sell it for a lower price than anybody else can if I private label it. And I tell you, these other companies haven't figured this out yet, or I don't know what their problems are. They're just such big corporations. I don't know, but I'm a free marketer. That's what I do. You know, being informed makes you successful, people. Even if you are a sociopath, you should want to know what's going on in the world. So this is a game changer, and there is some profit in it for us as well to fund the reporters, the operation, the servers, the equipment, the rent, all the expenses here. This is a game changer. Let me go over some of the data on it. InfoWars Premium Power Pack charges all your electronic devices, has the power to jumpstart almost any vehicle, And it's tiny, folks. If you're a radio listener, it's like a third of a suitcase. The power and jumpstart almost any vehicle with included jumper cables. Keep in your bug-out bag. I mean, I'm putting this in both my cars, my truck and my car. Others charge $150, and that's conservative, or more than that, for packs with lesser specifications. We bring you the InfoWars Premium Power Pack for only $119. And, yeah, that's the thing. Ones that aren't even as good cost more. Hurry and get yours while supplies last. So there you have it. And for one day only, only today, we're going to have another special in a few weeks. It's going to be a lot off, but nothing like this. You can get a one-year membership for $19.95. That's the cost of less than 4 months normally. It's $5.95 a month. $19.95 for 1 year. PrisonPlanet.tv to see the news, all my films, ebooks, so much more to support a true, independent, open platform. One day only. One day only. We've never offered this in 14, 15 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. One day only for 1 year, $19.95. 20 people can use each membership. In 15 years of existence of PrisonPlanet.tv, it's been a little quirky and stuff the first few years, got better and better. Now it's first class. Really a great platform. And I want to thank all of you that were members before supporting us, but now is the time. $19.95, and then you can give 15, 20 members of your family the username and say, here's your video subscription service thing. And you know what? You give it to 15 people, maybe five of them use it. Whatever, it's five people you help wake up. Maybe all of them use it. But as bandwidth's gotten cheaper over the years, PrisonPlanet.tv's gotten cheaper, and it's gotten to where it used to. It, you know, pretty much lost money at first because bandwidth was so expensive, but I had to have my own platform. Now it just helps pay for cameras and some of the crew, the membership. So it's essential you become PrisonPlanet.tv members. And, you know, maybe you want to pay the $54.95 that it normally is and not the $19.95. Wait till tomorrow. You can pay $54 or whatever it is. And that's great. In fact, please wait till tomorrow if you'd like to support us and support the InfoWar. But I want you to get something great to wake people up and get the lowest price ever offered. Take advantage of it today. But get your friends and family to watch. That's what it's all about. That's the power. You have the power. You carry the ball. This is a death battle, folks. Why do I think I'm so wound up and cranked up and, you know, bouncing off the walls out here? This is on one cup of coffee today. I had half a cup this morning. Didn't even drink half a cup of this. And I'm kind of being bad. I just opened a Neuromati, but I'm not going to drink more than about half of it. This is not caffeine. I'm bouncing off the walls because at a cellular, instinctive, genetic level, I'm wound up. Because there's never been more dangerous times for thermonuclear war. There's never been more dangerous times for our sovereignty. There's never been open world government conferences with open planetary rule and a global court to arrest you for free speech, denying global warming. I mean, this is mainstream news. This isn't me telling you they're going to do this 10 years ago. It's here. So I get wound up. I mean, I am in a fighting mood. I can't help it. You know, some big guy comes up to me on the street, weighs 100 pounds more than me, looks like they could, you know, bend jail bars, starts threatening me. I can't help it. I just start getting in their face. I'm ready to fight. And, I mean, I'm totally threatened. I mean, I'm awake and I'm watching the craziest mind control, mass Stockholm syndrome I've ever seen. I'm watching our country totally dismantled by design by people that hate us. And I just realized, my God, can't we wake up out of the trance? Or was our spirit taken? Is America meant to fall? Is everything meant to fall? I guess we kill 55 million babies. I guess we sell baby parts. I guess we don't take care of our old people. I guess we put veterans on don't treat list, but stand up and salute at the football game to feel good about ourselves. But you know what? I know a large portion of us do care, are moral, are hardworking. We're not perfect. We certainly have consciences and knock ourselves all day, but I'll assure you, those people that don't have a conscience, those sociopaths, psychopaths, control freaks, sadists, scumbags, they like screwing us over. They think it makes them better than us because they know we're better than them. And I'm sick of these people. I know I'm stronger. I know I've got more will than they do. I'll tear them apart, and they know it. That's why they're scared of us. And they know we're rising. They know we're waking up. I want to beat these people. I hate them. These are scum. They want to dumb us down, get us on our knees, and have their way with us when they think nothing can stop them. Well, if they want to take us down, they're going to get a fight. They have jacked with people's brains so bad it's sick. And I can't believe all the scum they've gotten to work for this corrupt system and the corporations and governments. But I'll tell you how they do it. They're compartmentalized too. And that's why this broadcast is so dangerous. It's because it's real. And it speaks directly to people's DNA, and they know it. Everybody knows we're dying. Everybody knows we're in trouble. Everybody knows we got a devil on our back. Everybody knows things are getting worse, and they know where this tunnel leads is really bad. And I'm here to tell you it's time to turn around, folks. It's time to get out of here. I don't know what's going to happen when we try to get out of here, and it probably isn't going to be as sweet as we want it to be. But you know what? It's better to die on our feet than on our knees sucking people's boots. You know what you could do with banner hangs, what you could do spreading the word about this show or others, what you could do about aggressively going and bullhorning or going to city council or calling into talk radio or putting out flyers in your neighborhood, the stunts you could pull, the things you could do. I've got to pull some stunts, legal and lawful stunts, soon, just to show everybody what you can do. And we do little things, but it's not about what we do saving the world or making things completely better. It's about the action showing others. We probably got 15 or so, Jacobson was telling me, more than 15 probably, entries. And some of them aren't that good. Some of them are great. But you know what? Everyone that makes a Hillary, you know, laugh at Hillary contest that we'll be announcing at the first of the year is a winner because you tried. You took action. It's like the widow's mite. You had so little you gave. You tried. You got up on your feet. But the really good ones, you know, were posting. The decent ones were posting. And the okay ones were posting. And I don't want to hear anybody in the comments, I know the trolls will do it, but I don't want to hear anybody in the comments, you know, shoot their mouths off about people like that because they did something. And I'll tell you, that's why trolls sit there and complain about people taking action because they hate it, because they've already given up. They're dead already. And thank God we're not those people. My first access shows 21 years ago in 2 months. I went into the control room. I had nobody to help me. I'd taken a 3-day class. I turned on lights glaring in my face with a camera on me in the control room. The clock ticked down. Pew! There I was. Back when Access TV had huge viewerships in Austin, Texas. The most boring stuff was on basic cable. Most of the city had it. And within a month, my show was in the newspaper. Within 6 months, I was out with a $100 video camera showing government hypocrisy, giving old veterans $2,000 a day fines for 3-inch grass that the city council people had 3-foot grass. And it changed. It changed the law. It changed everything. Just that little thing. And I was nobody. But I knew what was wrong. And by the way, I showed this old veteran, Roland Ellingston, them trying to take their house, realtors involved wanting to get it. And then an Austin cop called up to the Access TV hotline and said, here's the address of Jackie Goodman. She's got 3-foot grass, and her house is only a few miles away from that neighborhood. And I went over there and shot video of it. And then she came out and apologized and said what was happening was wrong. Even though he'd been to the city council and they'd had the corrupt pet cops they kept down there at the time rough him up and throw him out. But see, it's all about good people versus bad people. Oh, you roughed up the old man, didn't you? But see, then the good cop knew what happened. It made sure the hypocrisy got exposed. And that's the difference between good people and bad people. And the only reason the bad people are winning is because good men and women do nothing. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good humans do nothing. Thomas Jefferson. Politically correct, I said good men. It's fundamentally painful for me to go into bondage. It's fundamentally painful to be a slave. It's fundamentally painful because even if I'm free of heart, as the tyranny goes into place, I am becoming a slave. The poisons in the food and water are unavoidable at this point. You can try to avoid them and mitigate it, but it's we are under attack. And I've got white papers and thousand-page books just lining my office. I've made films. I've showed you where they just, you know, Ted Turner writes books, and Prince Philip writes books, and Brzezinski writes books, and Kissinger writes books, and John P. Holdren writes books, and can we put the fluoride in the water to sterilize and hurt you? Ha, ha, ha. I mean, they write books. And look what they've done to us. Look at how stupid people are. But let me tell you, you can be drunk stumbling around. As soon as somebody attacks you, you wake up a lot, don't you? And even though we're stunned and hurt, if people get the fact they're under attack, they ever shake their mind for a minute and just look around them and click to what's going on and realize it's the globalist on top. They're the enemy. They're directing the whole show. And you realize that they're from an evil team with an evil vision and an evil game plan. And we know their game plan. And the minute people start finding out how exciting it is to learn about how the world really works and learn about the players, instead of knowing about sitcoms and sports heroes, you know about real heroes, you know about real enemies, then you realize you're living in a movie. You're living in a science fiction movie on a planet in deep space with the whole future of humanity laid out before us, unlimited life extension, not for our children, for us. Advanced technology, space travel, interdimensional, it's all ours. The eye's not seen, ear's not heard what God has in store with us. But first, we have to get past the devil who stands at the gate to Valhalla. Get behind me, Satan! Out of the way! Humanity's coming through!
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Waging war loyalty to the lies and disinformation. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We can break the enemy. But first, we have to know there is an enemy. And we have to know the God of the universe stands with us if we decide to take action and take the field. But you must first make the conscious decision to set your will against the globalists. Then only will providence begin to shine. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Then in the fourth hour, Paul Joseph Watson today from London breaks down the Global Government Conference. Prosecutors banned Soros Foundation as threat to Russian national security. That's being reported across the world from Reuters. The group admittedly has overthrown Ukraine and installed a right-wing fascist government that openly hailed Hitler, but that's okay because Soros is Jewish and was a Nazi collaborator. So if you're a real Nazi, it's totally fine. If you actually fight against that stuff and the ADL calls you a Nazi. What a slimy group of filth. Russian-Syrian army planned to block the Turkish border. In Operation Total Destruction, not a very politically correct name, will use warships, aircraft, and submarines against the West Islamic State. And the little baby caliphates they're setting up that the government will now protect us from, of course. Turkey blocks Russian shipping, Black Sea Fleet. This is hardly even in the news. Just huge over-the-top escalations. University of Missouri teaching assistant beats teenage relative for not wearing a hood over their head. Graham urges U.S. to press ahead with ground troops in Syria, to, of course, back al-Qaeda. Just 2 years ago, he was there, you know, with McCain meeting with the terrorists. U.K. faces millions more migrants as Turkey and its 75 million people on the brink of joining EU. There'll be open free border with Turkey letting all the Islamicist radicals in. Again, I mentioned this. I thought I'd read it again. Swedish woman raped by refugee refuses to report it because she feels sorry for him. Infowars.com. Italians outraged after headmaster scraps Christmas carol concert is not to offend Muslims. Saudi Arabia refuses to take even a single refugee. Well, that's okay because they're not white, so they can't do anything wrong. They just started the whole war and ran the whole thing, but it's not their fault. It's fine. They set pleasure palaces with kidnapped American women and slave dungeons, but it's all right. No big deal. It's liberal. Yeah. Gloria Steinem likes it. Marie Le Pen and Front National surge in French regional elections. They just arrested her. That's just it's free. It's liberal. You know, yeah. It's all liberal. In fact, I want to play a speech of her. Part of it coming up in the next segment. I'm going to do 5 more minutes before Watson comes in. French National Front poised to win regional vote for you to arrest them. Leader of German anti-immigrant party calls on Merkel to resign. Mass brawls erupt in crowded shelters in Germany, AFP. 14,000 illegal immigrants in Sweden disappear without a trace. Saudi Arabia is arresting people for poetry, death penalty. That's just some of the news I have on that front. And then, of course, I mentioned the climate stuff. Let me just go back over some more of that. I haven't covered all that yet. Trade expert, Trans-Pacific Partnership, vehicle to pass Obama climate change treaty. By stealth, of course. But they're saving the Earth, so it's okay. You just pay them trillions. It's pretty good global government where the political class at the top and these robber barons get paid money when you literally eat a piece of meat or gas your car up or turn a light on or buy a table. Just everything has taxes directly to them, above the law, with diplomatic immunity. Just total lawless evil, the return of the kings, squatting on everyone in giant jumbo jets with red carpets and just hundreds of top prostitutes all over them, laughing at everyone, gobbling caviar, and stomping around about how great communism is while they gang rape everyone and just overrun and have their ISIS people blowing up every historical site they can just and vandalizing the genetic code of the planet, just foaming at the mouth, deadly vaccines injecting everyone, just total psychotic demons above the law. How far does it go? How far will you let it go? Fourth hour straight ahead. Free shipping on the final day of Black Friday on Cyber Monday. Free shipping. It ends at midnight. Fund the InfoWar. You fund us, we'll grow and attack.